The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Our political correspondent Sean Defoe is with us first though. So Sean, talk us through what has happened. I'm kind of confused. At one stage I thought this was done and dusted. The government rammed through their amendment. The speaking rights row was over, but everything has dissolved into chaos again. What's happening?
It's been absolute chaos in the Dáil this afternoon and a pretty unprecedented row and treatment of the Crown Corla especially. So the way that the opposition decided to go about this, there was meant to be a vote, essentially a motion without any debate on these new speaking rules that would give government backbenchers and the likes of Michael Lowry an extra speaking slot in the Dáil. These rules that the opposition have been against for a long time, that the delayed the election of a Taoiseach. But as you say, the government had rammed through on the business committee and was going to ram through the Dáil today. And the way the opposition decided to go at this was to raise it at every single question, at leader's question, before this vote got put. A slot that was meant to take a half an hour took over an hour, because every single time the Taoiseach got up to speak, the opposition were shouting him down, a total and utter slagging match backwards and forwards. Eventually, the Crown suspended the House. It came back. She decided, using her own prerogative, Verona Murphy, to skip over a number of other items of business that were on the Dáil agenda and to proceed straight to a vote on this particular motion and the amendments to standing orders, which caused utter chaos and confusion in the Dáil. A lot of TDs didn't know what the vote was about, didn't know what they were voting on. Some of the stuff that they were shouting from the floor of the Dáil, that the Crown Corla was facilitating a stroke by the government. How could you determine that that vote was possibly passed? Verona Murphy was doing a huge disservice to the office and is now part of Micheál Martin's grubby deal with Michael Lowry. The government rammed it through. The vote passed. They tried to proceed then with the normal business of the day, were totally shouted down by the opposition. At that point, Verona Murphy suspended the Dáil until tomorrow, cancelling all other business that was going on today. And as the government staged a walkout and left the chamber, rather than the opposition that had been expected, these are the chants that rang out in the Dáil chamber.
All right, so chance of shame at the government TDs as they walked out of the chamber. Gavin is after texting in to say, seemingly Ukraine, Russia, Israel and Palestine have issued a statement appealing for Irish TDs to find an agreement on speaking rights. As somebody else says, the Dáil reminds me of Fraggle Rock, which I think is very, very insulting to the good people of Fraggle Rock. And if people haven't seen it, Paul Murphy, the People Before Profit TD, has put up a video from inside the chamber. I'm not sure if filming is allowed. I'm pretty sure it isn't, but he's taken a video nonetheless and he has shared it, and it includes Michael Lowry giving him the two fingers. So you'll find Paul Murphy's Twitter account fairly easily if people want to see that. Talk us through how we got to this point today then, Sean.
Yes, well, that's the image that's going to be across social media and across the front papers tomorrow, is that two fingers from Michael Lowry. Not the first time today he's made gestures at the opposition. At several points during the day, people were shouting at Michael Lowry and gesticulating up to them, and he was quite happily smirking from the back benches and waving down. So what's interesting here is the behaviour of Verona Murphy. When she came back the second time and suspended until tomorrow, she was quite calm. She waited while the bells were ringing for the Dáil vote to be called, despite all the opposition shouting at her, and didn't engage. But that wasn't her tactic earlier on in the day. She got quite annoyed at what the opposition members were saying, at them trying to shout down the Taoiseach, and had regular shouting matches with members of the opposition, leading to the first suspension of the Dáil and her with some very sharp words for the opposition politicians. Here's what she had to say.
None whatsoever. This is absolutely farcical. You can all stand
All right, that was Verona Murphy, Ciarán Corla. One listener says, it's a disgrace to voters. Why bother voting if the government are going to abuse the democratic structures of government? This reminds me of Game of Thrones and the Walk of Shame. I hope people kept their clothes on, said somebody else. Do we really think that government TDs are going to robustly confront their own government? To put this into context, if we heard that Trump wanted to do the same in Congress or the Senate, would we still think it a benign issue? And somebody else simply says, this is embarrassing. It's where they didn't have bigger issues to be sorting out. So, Sean, we've heard from Verona Murphy. We heard kind of collective chants of shame. Mary Lou MacDonald is the leader of the opposition, as it were. What has she been saying today?
Yeah, well, she was one of the first to speak and was highly critical of the government, obviously, and to tap in on that shame thing. First of all, it was not the only time they were chanting today. There was another point where, and to emphasise the confusion that went on today, Matty McGrath and Carol Nolan, who were in favour of the speaker's change because it meant that they were going to be involved in a speaking slot, actually voted the wrong way. Such was the confusion on the vote. They made their way down to the tellers in the Dáil to change that vote and were roundly clapped and applauded by everyone sarcastically from the opposition benches. And that was sort of the tenor. Mary Lou set it early on in the day. She had been talking about the grubby deal that was being rammed through and was the first to really take a chunk out of Micheál Martin.
I was elected to this House first in 1989. I have never seen an attempt like this to save the independent. I have never seen an attempt like this to tell. No, sorry, no, I've got to finish. I've been interrupted.
I am deputies. While you may not have respect for me, I am the chair. When I speak, nobody else speaks. Deputies, I'm asking, respect the process and the operation of the House. Now, I'd ask Deputy MacDonald to respond.
Ciarán Corla, with the greatest of respect, we are on the same ground. And Micheál Martin can spare us and the nation his sanctimonious homilies on democracy. You're here since 1989, a lifetime, a political lifetime. Never has such a brazen stroke been attempted, never. In all of the peculiar shenanigans of this place, never something like this.
It is completely undemocratic. They're trying to rush this in an undemocratic manner, says one listener in agreement with Mary Lou MacDonald. Mad to see, with the world in chaos and serious risks to our economy and security, the only thing the opposition can work together on is an arcane procedural matter that most people couldn't give a monkey's about. Chanting like that in our Dáil, says somebody, has shame indeed. Never mind speaking rights. It seems that every deputy in the Dáil has unlimited shouting rights. A great way to conduct business, says somebody else. And here's a good question. Are we ever going to have Dáil business done? The country's in a mess and this is all the opposition have to get together for. Sean, for people listening, what is not happening because this row has been ongoing?
An awful lot. Well, so even on today, there's various different debates that won't be going ahead. Statute Law Revision Bill was due later on. There's a motion on the National Ambulance Services. There was also questions to the Minister for Agriculture and the introduction of a bill relating to a voice and image rights, the Protection of Voice and Image Bill, that was all meant to happen today. But I think more significantly is that there are no Oireachtas committees set up at the minute. There haven't been for the last 2 months. The Dáil has basically done no work when it comes to legislation. No legislation agreed in the Chamber or a cabinet either. Then you have the committees where we would have seen several issues that have come up in the last little while. The Arts Council comes to mind, the overspend of the scanner in the National Gallery, where these issues usually get prosecuted and looked over. None of that is happening at the moment. It remains to be seen how much the opposition is now going to facilitate the creating of Oireachtas committees. Obviously, it's in their own self-interest to do that, but there's an awful lot of work not happening so far because this row is going on and on. The opposition have just announced they are going to do a joint doorstep certainly in the next hour, so we're going to get a bit of their opinion on what's going on, even though we got a good shout of it in the Dáil. And to show you the fractious nature even among members of the opposition, as he was leaving the chamber a short time ago, an usher had to get between independent Matty McGrath and Independent Ireland's Richard O'Donoghue after O'Donoghue said something to McGrath. We could hear very little, frankly, in the Dáil chamber with all the shouting, so maybe we'll find out what he said exactly, but one of the most fractious days I've ever seen in Leinster House.
That's why it matters when we see your continued attempts to create a sham opposition, a contrivance, purely to placate the Lowry lobby. To describe Lowry's group as wolves in sheep's clothing would give them too much credit, but they are certainly a very poor tribute act, Taoiseach, a poor imitation of those of us who are genuinely in opposition, who are genuinely taking our constitutional duty seriously.
The public have a right to know what was in the deal with Michael Lowry. Taoiseach, you should come clean on that. This is a shameless political stroke that would make even Bertie blush. Can you tell me, Taoiseach, of any parliament in the world where there's a time slot where 100% of it is for government backbenchers to ask government leaders questions with no time allocated to the opposition? That doesn't exist, Taoiseach. So this is quite extraordinary and it shouldn't be done. Tell me one place in the world where this happens.
Your Deputy Taoiseach.
Westminster. No, it doesn't. Government backbenchers all the time. All of the time they ask questions. No, if I could, Deputy. Deputies.
Oh, good God, it's embarrassing. That's not a text. That's my assessment of it. Sean, where are we then with this? So it's been that we've got the vote. The vote happened. The government won that vote. Business has been adjourned for today. There was a sense, though, if they got it over the line, we'd kind of be on the other side of this row. Are we looking at the beginning of the end?
Long term, yes, probably, in that there's very little to nothing the opposition can do. But the way that it went about is going to ask all sorts of questions at the Count Corda, Verona Murphy. There was accusations in the Dáil chamber that this was clearly a pre-arranged strategy with the government to ram through the other business. All the usual procedures of the Dáil. So usually if there is a division on a vote, there is a shout of vote all from the opposition benches and it is put to a vote. She did not do that on the order of business. She just put it straight through, suspended the Dáil and left the chamber. So procedurally, she will know standing orders. I'm sure it will all stand up there and we'll try to move on. But the opposition is going to absolutely continue to disrupt Dáil proceedings up until, I suppose, they run out of road on this. And you can see it in the text there. There's a lot of people who will feel, get on with the work. Yes, you've made your point, but you're not going to materially change this. Let's get the committees up and running, do a bit of work around Leinster House for a change. So there'll be a lot more heat in this still, I think, when the Dáil resumes tomorrow morning. But in terms of what they can actually do, their avenues are pretty limited.
Irrespective of the rights or wrong, says one listener along those lines, Sean, in what workplace is this type of behaviour acceptable? The audio from the Dáil sounds like a tractor sale, says somebody else. Again, much like Fraggle Rock, I think you're insulting tractor sales. And this is shameful. The Irish people deserve an apology. When are the Dáil going to stop the shouting and have a full-blown Turkish-style parliamentary fist fight? Wonder somebody as well. As Sean said, an usher had to stand in between Richard O'Donoghue. And Sean, was it Matty McGrath, well, can you believe it? Richard O'Donoghue is due to join us in the next few minutes to talk about potholes of all things and how they might be fixed. We may ask him about verging on a Turkish parliamentary fist fight with Matty McGrath in Dáil Éireann. In the meantime, Sean Defoe, our political correspondent. Sean, thank you very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.